I'm Omar Fatu. Each Thursday morning, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
The team is in St. Louis for a game tonight, but first I want to take a look back at Tuesday night's game against Dallas. The Stars have been one of the best teams in the league. The Sabres did play them tough. It appeared they tied the game in the third period, but they had a goal disallowed after a coach's challenge found the play to be offside, and that's the third time that's happened to Buffalo already this season. The fans don't like it, but these have been the correct calls.
Yes, they have been the correct calls, and they've hurt the Sabres badly. On Tuesday, they were down 2-0 to the Stars, and they really had an improbable comeback. It didn't seem like that was coming, and they had seized all the momentum. The building was roaring, and 30 seconds later, we saw there was going to be a coach's challenge, and right away, you could see Tyler Ennis was offside going into the zone, and it was just a downer. They lost all their momentum. Last Thursday in Florida, Tyler Ennis went offside on his own goal that got disallowed. And opening night, another two-goal comeback was negated when Zemgus Girgensons went offside on an Evander Kane goal. So these have been very costly for the Sabres. They would have probably two or four more points if they had counted. And after the game Tuesday, Tyler Ennis was really taking the negated goal hard. He knew he cost the team, and I talked to him again Wednesday, and he was still pretty glum. He did it twice in 5 days, and he could live with the goal in Florida that he cost himself. But he knows the goal against Dallas cost his team dearly. But Dan Bylsma was asked after the game if he liked it, and he said he does like the coach's challenge because they're getting it right, and those shouldn't have been goals technically.
Bylsma has been using a two-man goalie tandem over the past several games. Both Chad Johnson and Linus Ullmark have played well. Would you expect that rotation to continue?
I would. It's worked out very well for them. Just a few weeks ago, we thought Linus Ullmark had kind of seized the number one job away from Chad Johnson. He played four straight games. But Dan Bylsma has been alternating them for five games here, and he's been alternating them after big performances. Chad Johnson had a great game in Tampa last week, and he went back with Ullmark. And then on Saturday, Chad Johnson replaced Ullmark after a big game, so I would expect him to continue that. It's been very effective.
There is some good news on the injury front. Defenseman Zach Bogosian is healthy. He made his season debut on Tuesday. And then a surprise to see forward Evander Kane practicing this week. He's ahead of schedule and could play tonight. What does the return of those two players mean to the team?
The returns are huge. They did pretty well without them, better than I think a lot of people thought they would do. Zach Bogosian's a 20-25-minute defenseman that does a little bit of everything well and is probably their number one defenseman going into the season. And they managed to go .500 without him. And in his absence, Rasmus Ristolainen really stepped up and proved that he could be a number one defenseman. So some good kind of came out of Bogosian's injury. And Evander Kane, he only had one goal in eight games, but he's a former 30-goal scorer. He plays on a scoring line. You could really see he was starting to come on. And he's a guy they really expected to score 30 goals again. And the Sabres are really struggling offensively 5-on-5 at even strength. They're one of the league's lowest scoring teams, and he should help them.
All right, Bill, we always appreciate your thoughts. We'll talk again next Thursday.
Thank you, Omar.